be smart, really, really, really smart. If you think the Mike and Mike show is great, then Tony's ain't one to start. You've gotta like jokes, lots of long-running inside jokes.
That was so great. This is the dumbest show I've ever seen.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
My God, this show's so dumb.
Avocados.
My God, this show's so dumb. Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for February 4th, 2016. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the always smart and yet always dumb Tony Kornheiser show. And I think it's wonderful that that opening montage kind of illustrates the contrast of Tony's show. It's a show for smart people that don't really like dumb sports talk. And yet at the same time, it's super self-indulgent and so, so stupid so much of the time. And Tim Kirkjian there really called it out there with that "this show is so dumb" clip in the beginning. A couple of announcements up front here. This is the 96th episode of the podcast. So in a couple of weeks, we're going to have the 100th episode spectacular. So be sure to come back for that one. It's going to be great. Also on the website, I've added a new feature to activate alerts anytime a new jingle or a new idea is added. So if you'd like to be the first to know, all you got to do is go there, log in using your tkjingles.com account, and you can go to the My Alerts section. You can trigger new alerts to get an email anytime somebody adds a new jingle or a new idea. So if you're somebody who likes to write or, you know, sing these songs as well, then that's another great way to stay in touch. So if you want to pounce on an idea, the next time somebody puts a wonderful shaputzva idea in there or something, you can be the first to seize that and lay claim to it to record it. We're always experimenting with this podcast, even though we're 96 episodes in. Today, the format's going to be a little bit different. We're going to have some shorter segments. We're going to do 3-4 songs at a time with a little speaking and alluding between, rather than the typical 8-song block where you kind of lose track of what I'm talking about. So I always welcome your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com or on Twitter @JerryNegrelli. So we're going to start now with 4 topical tunes from this past week. The first one from Sean Morrissey with a really wonderful vocal here. Tony is going to San Francisco, and Tony, as you all know, is spending this week, Super Bowl week, in San Francisco, so this is about that. And then John Neiswinger really just picking a perfect topic for a song. I'm shocked nobody else did this. I hadn't even thought of it. But the potential commissioner of FIFA, the Federal International Football Association, or something like that, is potentially a guy named Tokyo Sex Whale, which is a name too ridiculous to be believed. And then KJ Onstad with a teaspoon of cinnamon talking about the one thing that can induce vomiting. And then Robert Berg putting Tony's recent Subway trip, where he was proud of being able to order a sandwich like the common man, to song with Common People.
Tony's going to San Francisco. Won't need to wear his Lilyhammer coat when he goes to San Francisco. He's gonna smell some dirty hippies there. When you arrive in California, Daddy Scary warned ya, and Prius drivers, they're everywhere. He's never leaving California. The Satch knows it's just warmer. Let's just hope they have Subway.
Elsewhere around the Soccer Federation, the FBI is now investigating. He lies in wait for the depositions, ladders dripping sweat, avoiding all the questions. Don't you want a man? Don't take bad some money. You know I've got a plan to clean up this mess, honey. If you like the fever, vote for Mr. Sex. Well, come on, vote for Tokyo. Just ignore my last name. Yes, I do love blue whales, but not in that way, you know. I've got sex with you.
Will wonders never cease? Kornheiser's show is so on fleek. Napoleon was short. I'm gobsmacked. Info for life. We learned the origin of Deb. Actually, that came from Shad, Harry, Crosby. And now you have taught me. A teaspoon of cinnamon makes the vomit come up. The vomit come up. The vomit comes up. Just a teaspoon of cinnamon and the vomit comes up. It will simply ruin your day.
He recounted on his morning chat show, bordering on a 6-inch roll and took time describe. He told the worker man he wanted it loaded. The man said, should we start with Capicola? He said, no. I want a motley mix of peppers and tomatoes. I want to eat like common people. I want to chew whatever common people chew. Want to eat bread that tastes like styrofoam. And American cheese food that tastes like glue. And please don't misconstrue. But what else do 99%ers do? Grab an awful parking spot at the far end of the lot. Like some poor schmuck from Queens in his $20 jeans. But you'll never get. You're so uptight, 'cause when you're freezing in your car, your steering wheel could make your hands warm. Don't ever meet with Aaron Sorkin, but Obama's ready to play 18. You've got Cliffy's putting air in your tires, an extra house lying fallow across the street, while your taste buds wail and scream in the Mayflower mezzanine.
All right, four wonderful new topical songs from the Tony Kornheiser Show from the past week. Now we've got four other new songs, then these could really apply to any week. And we'll start it off with One Week by Brad Weiss. This is a Bare Naked Ladies parody about the type of thing you might expect to hear on a given week at the Tony Kornheiser Show. And then I'm very fortunate, and hopefully you listeners are as well, that John Neiswinger is a wonderful piano player who happens to know every single Billy Joel song, and so do I. So every now and then, there's some super obscure song I want to do, and John's able to whip out a piano track in like 10 seconds. So we'll play this one, Why Tony Why. And then Joe Arrow just hit his 200th jingle. So almost 2.5 years ago, Joe started on this crazy adventure as well, and now just reached 200. And we'll play that, the dedicated forecaster of winter. And then we will end this next segment with another Gretchen Wu song, another Gretchen Bleepin' Wu song, by It's Not an Uba, called Hello.
In just 1 week we've all had to hear more imagined slights that made you angry. 5 days when you off your beat about the lack of garages and driveways on your street. 3 days from your hotel room without a working Google machine. Oh, what can you do? Thursday was a Thursday show. So all of our expectations are real low. Listen up, you'll hear the show stinks, and you know the host drinks, and Ollie talks about our traffic jams. Local reports, really sports, and you'll find a temper short, you're so perplexed, like a rock, but you say, come on, man. Buckets are flowing during drive times, big waste of our time, but it's infectious like a bird flu. That fine man brings a hot tips, not just a quick fix, covers elections with a folky view. There'll be more joking about the joking, that's not broken nationals, hoping that it's possible they'll ever take a series. Gonna let us know about the dough he could have blown, except that no, cause he's a big dumb littles, tend to send him separate free. How can we help it if we think it's funny when you're mad? If you feel lousy, well, it only likes a little sled.
He's the kind of guy who begs for a snow shovel. Please avoid the purple line or he'll be up in your grill. He has propensities that border on delusional. He likes to tell us that he pays too much for a shirt. So for 1 week, how we'd like to hear someone else in the air who sounds as crazy. Liz Clark on a Tuesday morn. Giving it to Tony and Cyan at the Boss Songs. Day three, it's a weekly treat to hear about dysmorphic birds from your friend Nancy. Someday you just might retreat, but we won't hold our breath till you say you're sorry.
Of all the people in the world that I know, you're the last place I'd go for advice, for advice. See, I recall not long ago on the radio your crazy theory how monkeys grow. What a shocking lack of insight. Bone, China's bone. We're learning something every single day. How they measure snow. It's gathering on a little white plate. You seem to think that all your food is interesting. And like a fool, I'm still listening. Tell me why, Tony, why? Tell me why, Tony, why? Oh, tell me why.
Days are clear, he doesn't care. When snow's around, he's always there. It will make or break him, so he must be at his best. 'Cause he's a dedicated forecaster of winter. When the NAO goes negative and the PNA is positive, he's eagerly awaiting both the Euro and the NAM. 'Cause he's a dedicated forecaster of winter. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
He's giddy as a schoolgirl in a blizzard. His colleagues call for wet snow. Kevin knows it's dry and light, 'cause he's a dedicated forecaster of winter. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
He'd like to let you know what's in his long range. Next week it will be quite warm, but then the snow comes back, 'cause Kevin's a dedicated forecaster of winter.
Woo, wretched f***ing woo.
Hello, Tony. I'm just calling in to tell you how the weather's supposed to be out here in Oakland, California. And they said 62 and partly cloudy, but it sure looks sunny. Hello, is this Kevin? I'm in Indiana wondering about the DC weather, specifically the 02115. And elsewhere in the NHL, another Florida man has died. I heard you got some snow in the DC metro, so don't wear white. Hello, Tone, I'm still alive. I'm mustering 1,000 lines. But no, your email wasn't working on Monday, so I guess I'll hang up and call Michael instead. Hello, Michael, quid pro quo. And to Gretchen Wu and I if Tony had died.
The jingles march on, and it's always wonderful to welcome new voices to the fray. So another great segment there, and I really enjoyed that Gretchen Wu tune. One of the things that I've talked about in this podcast frequently is the just-in-time jingles and how it freaks me out that it's a little bit too specific and kind of making it crazy to keep doing this because you can't possibly keep up with the topics on the show. And a new song was posted this week that really stuck out. I wanted to play it here. Dylan, who basically only records like A-plus material, Dylan, who has his own podcast, Lost Moon Radio, put together a song called Are You Really a Republican, poking fun at all the things that Tony talks about and really making some great points. And so listening to this, it occurred to me that as much as I love the songs about specific things that Tony has done or that basically take what he said and rephrase it in an interesting way, like the Subway Sandwich song or something, where it's literally what he said, but just put to music. The things that are the songs that have their own point of view or their own joke or their own opinion, I think really stick out. And this is one of those, and Dylan typically does songs like this. So in my quest to keep pace with Steve Lipton and the just-in-time jingle phenomenon, I think that the only possible answer is to occasionally sprinkle in some evergreen jingle, a new version of an evergreen jingle, that isn't just faxes and notes, but like Brad's one-week song, just some generalized observation about the show or something like that. So I'm going to play Are You Really a Republican? And then a song that I did, that's a new one, that was inspired by listening to that.
You like to claim you're on the left side of the aisle. Well, let's be honest, a country club is more your style. Chris Christie, Larry Hogan, Bob Ehrlich, you've praised them all. And when someone mentions Bernie Sanders, we can hear your skin crawl. Aren't you really a Republican? Aren't you nodding when a right-winger's on the stump? Aren't you really a Republican? Come on, Tony, you played golf with Donald Trump. You won't ride Metro and you want to kill the Purple Line. And every time it snows, you're demanding a big gas-guzzling SUV home from PTI. You drive your Cadillac from the golf course to the steakhouse to the luxury hotel. And if you pass a Prius on the way, I wouldn't say you wish that driver well. Let's get real, Tony. Aren't you really a Republican? Could it be it's the left that you disdain? Aren't you really a Republican? And does this mean you're gonna start like an Obenshane? Open Shane.
Hey. His smartphone stays in his caddy with his 8-track tapes, an arrangement that he's fine with, 'cause you know that he'd get fired if he goes online. His tweets of rage Trump to shame. Hostile altercations, regular vacations in no time. Tony doesn't Twitter, but really, what's the difference when his morning show on radio is just a bunch of stuff that no one wants to know? What he ate for dinner
hopefully you enjoyed that. You know, it occurred to me over the last few weeks that Tony rails against social media. First of all, that it would get him fired from his job, but also that it's stupid. And pretty much his whole show is one big social media platform where he, everything that bothers you about Facebook or Twitter is basically what Tony's show is. Hey, here's what I had for dinner. Here's what my kids are up to. It's all the same junk. It just happens to be on the audio medium. There was a story this past week about Tony's valet airport service where he was catered to by basically every member of the United Corporation. And he basically took 15 minutes of the open to talk about it. It's way too long to play a clip here, as much as I like to play a clip. I mean, it's just way, way, way too much. So I will summarize by saying that Tony wanted to fly to California, and rather than just taking a full dose of Xanax, he took a half dose, and he wanted to meet the pilots. They sent over the head of the local DC pilots for United, who was at a different airport at the time. He came over to like hold his hand and talk him through it. It was a ridiculous, ridiculous story. And of course, it inspired three new songs. First, we have Pilot of the Airplane by Joe Arrow, a parody of Chris Stapleton by me about the difference between Tony and you, and then Jason Fuse with Hard to Travel with Me, Man. So enjoy three songs about Tony and his traveling exploits.
Pilot of the airplane, can I smell your breath? I hope you're not offended, can't you see I'm scared to death? I'm a star on TV and the radio, and you don't want to crash with me. Flying death traps is a game of chance, can't unwind. Get me drunk before I pee my pants. Well, if I live through this, I'm gonna play some golf. Yes, I think I'll need to take a whole week off. Deep in flight, I'm still wide awake. Turbulence gives me the chills. Pilot says 3 more hours. Well, I'm gonna need a lot more pills. Ooh, when will the drugs kick in? Ooh, I don't wanna do this again. Cause flying's no fun. Flying's no fun. Flying's no fun to me. Pilot of the airplane, here is my request. I'd like to get to Frisco, so I hope you do your best. Well, I'm meeting Gretchen Wu from the radio. Yes, she seems like a friend to me.
There's a pilot who works at National Airport. He's in charge there, but sometimes he's asked to do even more. Like drive to Dulles. When Mr. Tony makes a call and says, meet me in the red carpet club at 2. Well, that's the difference between Tony and you. You're stuck at National with no pilot for your plane, but you know it's worth it. So some VIP ain't afraid. It takes a team of 50 to calm all of his fears when just a single dose of Xanax would do. That's the difference between Tony and you. Oh, that's a difference between Tony and you.
Does a 737 have to refuel in the sky? How many bathrooms does this hotel provide? I'm warning you, it's hard to travel with me, man. Yeah, taking Xanax with both hands, I might need your help to stand. It's hard to travel with me, man. James Norris, Billy Jean, and Conrad, Tommy Steen, the Coronado flight crew, and Nigel from the Village will tell you it's hard to travel with me, man. Yeah, I want a robe that's monogrammed. I could walk my
send me to the Super Bowl, and can I get in 18 holes? If you book a place to stay that doesn't have a sommelier, we're moving. It's hard to travel with me, man. Yeah, whether flying or by land, complaining is my brand. It's hard to travel with me, man.
It was like a John Fitzpatrick ending there. All right. Three wonderful songs about Tony's valet airport service from United Airlines. Now I'd like to play up. Oh, time for a sad Schwitz break.
Well, so here I am at the end of the day. I could use a steak and a beer. There's a place where my friend Rory goes, but I'm not sure how to get there from here. There are cigars I should be smoking, and a ribeye on the grill, and a whole lot of dudes that I don't know. Quite a day, and sure I could eat with my wife, but right now I'd rather get out of these clothes. Yes, I'm going to the Schwitz again, and I've got my loyalty card. Yes, I'm going to the Schwitz again. It's hard. Yes, it's hard.
It's always hard when you go to the Schwitz. But all right. Thank you, John Neiswinger, for that gorgeous piano track for an otherwise ridiculous and pointless song. I wanted to play two songs. Last week, we featured the Bone China songs. We got two more entries here. The first one by Luke Overbay and Jason Fuse, and then a new entry by Charlie Harless. This is about Bone China, China that's made maybe of people.
It was, Jimmy it, Bone.
There was a certain fineness to it.
There is a right. certain fineness to it, which gives its translucence and its certain whitish color,
right,
which comes from bones.
Hey! China!
Your China is made out of people.
See, I was walking in the dark, minding my own, when I tripped and landed hard on my thigh bone. I grew up for the culprit to find a
what?
Pile of junk and a cool bit of china.
What's this?
I thought it'd do great in the garage market.
Yeah.
But now it's donated to the prize closet. For the millennials, it's a sure hit. They probably believe they deserve it.
But check this. That porcelain that serves up your tasty meal.
Yes.
It's a skeleton.
Skeleton.
Or a baby seal. Maybe a panda or a puppy or your best pet.
Lassie.
Or any other creature that can get wet.
Like cows.
Baked into the tray for when you will dine. So if you ever need a plate, then it's kiln time.
Cook it up.
But the dishes that are the choices.
Yeah.
Are the bone china made out of soylent.
To China is made out of people. China is made out of people.
In his mind, he's thinking about Bone China. While Kevin's talking blizzards and Gary brings up the wizards, Tony's mind is occupied. No time for Burmese snakes or lizards. Yes, old Tony's got Bone China on his mind. Jeannie, she's the one who knows precisely what's in those cups and bowls. A mixture of clay and bone ash. Now Tony is afraid to know, how did those cups get so white? Tony's got gold china on his mind. Now thoughts are racking Tony's mind. Are they birds or cow or human bones? Who eats off bones to find dime? Probably one percenters. Oh no, I'm one, ain't I? Tony's got bone china on his mind. In his mind he's thinking about bone china. Can't control his wayward brain, asking if cows stay in the rain. If a raccoon's in the dishwasher, do they feel any pain? Yes, old Tony's got bone china on his mind. In his mind, he's thinking about bone china. Who wants demitasses to leave behind when he passes? Best make sure his will is clear, or his bones might become glasses. Yes, old Tony's got bone china on his mind.
All right, in this last musical segment here, I'd like to play the number one jingle of the week, Avocado by Jack Wright. And a recent trend we've seen is Tony and Nigel and the gang not remembering anybody that's ever submitted a jingle before. I guess it's been 3 years, so you lose track of some of the names if you're not submitting every week. But it's hilarious. I mean, Jack Wright, who did this one, did Hallelujah Part 6, which is one of my favorites of that whole Junior series. So I wanted to play the number one jingle of the week, Avocado, which is actually the song that inspired that opening clip about how this show is so dumb. And then Jack Wright's Hallelujah Part 6.
This is Jack Wright from Frederick, Maryland, from whom we have received nothing before. Listen to this.
Avocado, a snack you can't call a dud. It tickles Tim Kirchin's taste buds. With every bite, he finds a ripe one. Tim knows it's ready for peeling, and he can't shake this feeling that'll make guac tonight. But Kevin has a forecast that should have Kirchin worried. A forecast that is cold and packed with sleet. Get to the groceries pronto, Tim, before it starts to flurry. And stock up on the only food that you will eat. Avocado.
I've played the songs, I've heard the rhymes, I've listened several hundred times, but you know I just got one more question for you. Tony talks about him all day long, the subject of several mailbag songs. It's all about this cat that they call Junior. Who is Junior? Who is Junior? Who is Junior? Who is Junior?
That's it for this week's episode of the TK Jingles Podcast, folks. Wanted to keep it focused on music this week. If you've got feedback, if you've got suggestions, you got other things, send them to me, podcast@tkjingles.com. We'll be back here next week for episode 97, and then on March 3rd, coming to you with the 100th episode spectacular. Thanks for listening.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.